All right, what up, guys? It's Park with the Social Anxiety Remedy, and today we're going to be touching on why your life is so boring. So let's get into it. So I wanted to cover this kind of topic because I had gotten an email yesterday kind of from somebody who was saying, you know, they don't have a lot of friends. They feel super lonely. They feel like they're not living the life that they could be living. And it's like hard for them to even get out of bed in the morning. And they see themselves now with the pandemic going on and whatnot, like not even leaving their beds throughout the entirety of the day. Okay. And so I want to tackle that as well as there's like, it's been blowing up kind of on YouTube and stuff. I've been seeing it in like my recommended of like these massive videos that get super popular that are just like these touchy things that they don't really saying anything. They're not really saying much. They're just giving you information, but they're not giving you shit that you can actually start implementing in your daily life. Okay. So that's what I want this video to be in this series. It's gonna be a two-part series for today and tomorrow. So that's what I want that to be. All right, guys. So like always, join our Facebook group. It's a great community. If you're struggling with social anxiety, the link's going to be down below. Okay. But what I want to touch on first of all is, you know, when you're struggling with social anxiety, loneliness, okay, feeling like there's something else better out there, something else that you're missing, right? If social anxiety just wasn't a part of your life that you could be, you could attach to, that you could find solace in, you could have a part of your life, right? And just like by me saying that, even saying that if social anxiety wasn't a part of your life, like I know I mention that all the time, but something that we have to really start getting away from is the identity that we have on ourselves, where we say, okay, social anxiety, that is my identity. Okay, absolutely not. We need to separate those two. Okay, social anxiety is something that you're just doing right now. Okay, it's much better to put that kind of context on social anxiety. I'm just doing social anxiety right now. It's not me. Like, I wasn't meant to have social anxiety. This is not my identity. Okay, detaching from those two. Okay, but anyways, getting back to the topic at hand and why you feel like your life is so boring, it really comes down to one thing. And that one thing is something called resistance, okay? And feeling massive resistance and pain towards the things that you know you should be doing. You maybe even want to be doing them, but for some reason, there's that dark force that's pulling you back. So what we need to start to understand is how to overcome resistance, how to power through it. And I'm gonna be talking about a lot of those things that you can do in this video today, okay? So make sure you stay until the very end so that you learn how to do those things. All right, guys, so the first thing that I always wanna talk about is I always see a lot of people that they'll say, all right, once this happens in my life, then I'm gonna start going out and doing cool and fun things that I really wanna do. Once I make this amount of money, once I lose this amount of weight, okay, once Monday rolls around, once the pandemic ends, right? And what you really have to consider with that, and I've mentioned this in past podcasts and videos and whatnot, is that like there's obviously the past, the present, and the future. Okay. And it's so much easier to say, I'm just going to do it in the future. I'm just going to do it tomorrow. However, what you kind of have to realize as you get more into like time theory, okay, humans, we are really bad at understanding time. Okay. And what time can do, the compounding effect at time, we are not able to easily see it through the lens of hindsight, right? So what I would always do, for an example, is if I said I wanted to read a certain book, okay, because when I dropped out of college, I read a book almost every single week, okay, one book every single week, okay, and I would say I want to do these things, but then I'd say, you know what, I have plenty of time, I'm just going to do it the next day, I'm just going to do it tomorrow. And what I found that really helped me was realizing that there's no past, right, and there's no future, there's only the present. Okay, the moment that you're feeling right now, you're going to feel that exact moment tomorrow. Okay, it's gonna feel the same way, but it's gonna actually be even harder because you're gonna look back at it and you're gonna have a learned experience and you're gonna say, well, shit, I'm looking back at my past yesterday. I didn't do it then. That means it's gonna be even harder to do it today. And you don't consciously think about that, but it's in your subconscious and it makes it extremely, extremely hard to get things done. Okay, so I'm gonna show you an exercise on how you can actually overcome that later. Okay, so there's that. And then there's also this quote. It's by, I'm pretty sure it's by Thoreau. Okay, and it basically says, most people live their lives in quiet desperation and they never get the song out of them, right? They have this song in them. They have this personality, this amazing person that they are, these different traits about them, these different just minute complexities that are just so raw, just so rare that people don't understand that they have, that makes them just so utterly unique. And they keep those in, okay? And they're just quietly, desperately waiting for someone to come save them so that they can show those, right? And when you struggle with social anxiety, like, you know that feeling, right? Trying to be authentic with people, trying to be able to be your real self, that's so hard. It's so difficult, right? And so one of the problems with that, it's kind of like mainstream narrative. It's like, dude, it's like growing up with like Disney Channel shows, like Disney movies, Jake, just like Hollywood in general. How many movies are out there, okay? And they're very good at marketing, right? They know everything about the human psyche. How many movies are out there where it's just like this person is just this average everyday Joe or Sally, right? This average everyday person who randomly gets rescued by this, you know, amazing person, or this amazing thing happens to them. Maybe they learn that they're a wizard, or maybe they learn that they're a princess, or maybe they learn that they're this magical thing. They're like, yeah, yeah, I knew I was that person. I knew it. I always had that feeling. Every single person has that feeling in the world, by the way, guys. Like, every single person feels like they're special, and like they just are waiting for somebody to come and rescue them and come and save them. So how many movies do you know that is like the exact context of the entire film? So many, because so many people are able to relate to that. And then what happens is we begin being conditioned, and we begin to think that, you know what, I can't do it for myself. Okay, I need another person to come and save me, to come and rescue me. And that's how I'm going to get out. That's how I'm going to start living my life. That's how I'm going to stop having a boring life. That's how I'm going to actually stop, not working, or stop just laying in my bed all day, right? So that's something that you need to start getting over and start consciously recognizing these conditioning patterns, right? We're all socially conditioned from the time that we're born, whether that's from parents, okay, whether that's from teachers, social media now, okay, comparing yourself to others, looking at things that aren't actually true that you end up believing because it's on somebody's feed or whatnot, right? So, that's the Hollywood conditioning and whatnot. Like, you need to look at yourself too. Like, look at your phone right now, okay? If you're on your phone, or if you're not listening to your phone, like after this video, look at your screen time, okay? Just like legit look at your screen time. You need a dopamine detox, okay? If your screen time is more than like 4 to 5 hours a day, okay, on your phone, that's pretty crazy, okay? That's insane, okay? I've talked about this before, but our minds and our ability to focus, it's depleting. Is that the word? It's absolutely depleting. Like, in the 80s, you were able to read something for 20 minutes and like continue reading it if it had nothing to do with you. Now our attention span, it's about 7 seconds for the average human being. Okay, it's about 7 seconds. And the way to actually focus and get shit done and have a really cool, meaningful life is to be able to have focus in your life. So look at your screen time, guys. And I know it's difficult. I know it's hard. Like, I'm never the person that's going to be like, yo, just do this, it's going to be fine. I'm always going to give you tactics and things that you can do to start making it easy on yourself. Okay, we're going to get into that later on in this video. But dopamine really runs people's lives, right? Do you get anxious every time that you see a FaceTime call on your phone, or maybe you get a message that pops up, or you get a social media or like a connection or some shit like that, right? What happens? Your heart gets a little bit of dopamine, okay? Your brain gets a little bit of that rush, right? You feel a little excited, you feel a little anxiety, okay? And what used to happen back in the day when we didn't have these things just at our fingertips is we would actually have to go out and put ourselves out there and take action in order to get that dopamine. But now, because it's just so readily available at our fingertips, we don't have to do anything in order to get it, okay? And it makes us feel like absolute shit. It's like a catch-22, okay? It's really strange. It's really, really weird. And so what I mentioned in there too, right? I mentioned resistance, okay? That's the overarching theme of this whole video. It's gonna be resistance, okay? But I also mentioned taking action, okay? Taking action towards that resistance. And so what you guys have probably noticed is the past podcasts and the past videos, I've actually been talking a lot about the law of attraction, okay, and the laws of the universe. And I've been getting so many different questions about this, because this is something that I've studied for years and years and years, okay? I never knew it, like, growing up, right? I never understood it. I think I was probably like, I probably heard about it once or twice, but I thought that was just wooey wooey nonsense, right? Manifestation, what the hell is that? What does that mean? And then once I dropped out of college, that's really where I started studying and for years and years, quantum physics and whatnot. And so I'm getting a lot of questions about this. And I feel like I'm one of the only people in the kind of anxiety space and kind of the mental health space that's talking about this. And that's talking about actually manifesting and creating a new person through the law of attraction, through manifestation, and just becoming a new authentic character that is able to face resistance, that is able to face these hard blocks that are put in your way by embodying the person that's already on the other side of that wall. And I'm gonna have many, many series that depicts just the law of attraction in general, showing you the right affirmations that you need to have. Because guys, if you've heard of affirmations before, which I'm sure you've had, a lot of the things that they're telling you are wrong. Okay, if you're repeating every day in the morning, you're waking up and you're like, I have self-confidence. I have the best self-image. I am an attractive person, right? If you're saying those I am things and you're just beginning, you know, your journey in the self-development and whatnot, you're doing it wrong, okay? And that's like a big statement that I have for you, but you're doing it wrong, okay? I'm going to show you other things that you can begin doing as well. So look, there's that. What is it when you say the law of attraction? Okay, what is it? Most people are like, well, you can just get whatever you want. It just comes to you if you're able to live an abundant life and be able to be free of scarcity. However, like, spell it out. Law of attraction. Like, what's in there? Action. Okay, the word action is literally at the end of that sentence. And most of you guys watching this, like, you've heard me talk about it before. Okay, action is the only thing that's ever going to help and propel you in this life. Okay, by you watching this video right now, by you listening to this podcast, if you've been listening to this podcast for the year that it's been out or so, right, and you've never taken action on what I'm actually saying, like, what are you doing? Like, seriously, what the hell are you doing here? If you're watching this right now, okay, and you're not going to take any of the things that I'm saying seriously, if you're not going to do any of the shit that I'm going to be talking about, then you should probably like get off the podcast and get off the video right now, or it's going to make you feel even worse. Okay, it really is going to be like, what I hate is when people are always like, yo, I listened to your podcast, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, cool. Have you felt any relief? They're like, yeah, you know, I've really been conceptualizing the concepts and stuff. And it makes sense. It does make sense. I'm like, okay, cool. Have you started going out and talking to people? Have you started to do this and that and that? And they're like, no, you know, I'm waiting for this to happen. I'm waiting for something to happen in my life for me to say, okay, it's okay for me to live the life that I want. Okay. You're gonna hate it at the start. It's not gonna be fun. Like, it's not gonna be fun to go out and do these exposure challenges. It's not gonna be fun to put yourself out there and just make an absolute fool of yourself. But like I always say, we don't conceptualize time enough. We don't understand it. We don't understand the compounding factor of it. Because when I go out and I make a fool of myself, I'm not doing it for the person today. I'm doing it for the Parker in 90 days. Because in 90 days, that person is going to be so grateful for doing the weird, you know, the weird and embarrassing shit that I'm doing today. Okay. And I'm not even going to think of it. I'm going to say, you know what? That stuff's so easy now. And I'm able to power through resistance. Okay. Powering through resistance through a lot of different things, a lot of different exercises. Okay. Whether that's, and what I want to do, guys, is I'm going to make a two-part series right now because I'm trying to make these videos short. Okay, I'm trying to make them under 20 minutes, but I keep failing at it. So what I want to do is today I'm going to talk about the concepts of it. And then tomorrow, what I'm going to do is I'm going to break down like step by step what you can start doing to start living that exciting life, whether that's the dopamine detox, whether that's something like cold therapy, whether that's something like the 5-second rule, whether that's something like bioenergetics, the 2-minute power rush. Okay. I'm going to teach you all of those things on tomorrow's podcast. Okay, guys. So I need to cut myself off. Like, I need to cut myself off when I'm doing these so that I can, you know, bust these out daily, right? So that's what I'm going to do. If you guys are not a part of our Facebook group yet, make sure you join. It's going to be linked below. And what I'll do is in the Facebook group, I'll post the things that I'm going to be talking about tomorrow so you guys can get like a sneak peek and get excited about it. Like, I'm super stoked to teach you these things. These are things that I've paid thousands and thousands of dollars to learn. And you guys are going to be getting it within, you know, the 20-minute period that you can start doing immediately in your life to see a huge difference. You guys can even follow along when I'm doing them. All right, guys. So I'm stoked for you guys to do that. As always, there's free resources below this podcast, this video, Facebook group, like a 2-hour workshop that goes so in depth on social anxiety. It's like, I spent a month making it. It's one of the best resources out there for social anxiety, like in the world, really. So if you like my podcast, stuff like that, watch that. I have communication skills training. I have a subconscious release, like a meditation for you guys to listen to underneath. So just go below, get all those free resources in for tomorrow, and make sure that you're subscribed so that you don't miss tomorrow's podcast, tomorrow's video. I'm always so bad at doing that. I'm always so bad at telling people to subscribe. I feel weird doing it. But yeah, guys, subscribe so you don't miss that. And then if you guys are on iTunes or anything, I haven't asked this in a while, make sure you like leave a review. Okay. I think Apple Podcasts is like the only one that does it, as well as like multiple other smaller streaming services. I know Spotify doesn't do it, but if you guys are, you know, listen to the Social Anxiety Remedy, if you guys have been listening to this podcast for a while, please leave a review. It really helps the channel. It helps the podcast grow. It helps other people see it who are struggling with this same exact thing, so that they can actually start getting the no BS information that I'm trying to give you guys, starting basically on a daily basis, right? So if you guys would do that, that'd be absolutely awesome. I'd love you guys for that. Join the Facebook group below, and I'll see you in tomorrow's video.